Do. Yeah. Hey y'all, this is Pastor Isaiah from Hillcrest Youth, and I just wanted to thank you for checking out the Hillcrest Youth podcast. We are so excited about everything that God is doing here, leading us into a new culture so that we can have a new future. Hope that you enjoy the podcast. And what you cannot see, yeah, I know God is watching me,
but it's kind of harder to see, yeah, yeah. All right, guys, you guys can take a seat. Okay. Okay, so how many of y'all are excited to be here tonight? Okay, so I feel like God placed this sermon on my life. A few months ago, I just felt like God was turning my heart and he was telling me, you know, I feel like you should do something, like do a sermon on confidence. So I talked to Isaiah, I got with him, and you know, he said, you know what, you can do it at this time. So, okay, I'm here now. And so I'm going to be talking about confidence. My sermon is entitled, I Am Confident. I have three main points for you today. My first main point is confidence is. Second is yelling with confidence. And third is no matter the road. So I'm going to be going from Romans 8, verse 9 through 11. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God lives in you, and if they do not belong to Christ, but if Christ is in you, that even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. Okay, so like I said, my first main point is confidence is. What is confidence? Well, to me, personally, here we go. Confidence is a very strong word to me. Confidence is a really strong word. So, confidence means, to me, it means strength. It can also mean assurance, and it also means faith to me. And so, that's what I'm going to be talking about, confidence. Now, verse 11, it says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. This verse is saying that if you truly believe, and I'm not just saying believe, but I'm saying like you truly believe with all your heart that God the Father sent down his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to come down here, die on a cross, so that the Holy Spirit may come and give life in me and you. Okay. And when I say believe, I don't just mean, you know, you come to church one day and you have this awesome encounter with God and you're raising your hands and you're doing all this like godly Christian stuff. And so you're just having this awesome encounter with God. But then the next day you go to school and you start going back to some of your old ways and you start doing all this other stuff. But you actually truly believe it, and you live a lifestyle out of it. You know, it's really just like being a believer or being like, I guess, a true Christian. I mean, you don't have to, like, this is what Isaiah said and what Pastor Justin said at camp. He says, you know, you don't have to, like, go on top of a table, or you don't have to be, like, at your lunch table, get on top of it and start preaching. I mean, all you can do is just show the love of God. Just go to some random kid, or if he's being, like, a complete jerk, or he's just being mean to you, or something's going down. All you have to do is just be nice to them. All you got to do is show God's love. So while beginning to write this sermon, I was pacing around my room kind of like I am right now. And I'm just thinking, like, what would be a good title? And so I look at an old poster on my wall. And at the top of it, it has these huge words in bold saying, I am. So guess what? At the beginning of every verse, it says, I am. And so while I'm reading these verses, because there's like a lot of verses on them, so I'm reading through all of them. There was one verse that stuck out to me, and that was Romans 8:37, and it says, I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. And so what really stuck out to me was, I was thinking, you know what, how come sometimes we don't have confidence in ourselves? Like, how come we come to church, and sometimes we feel like we want to raise our hands, and we feel like the Holy Spirit is telling us, you should raise your hands because I'm good, and I've done so much in your life. And you feel like, you know what, I want to raise my hands, but you're too afraid because you don't have enough confidence in yourself, and you feel like everybody's going to, like, point you out, or they're going to do something to you. And so what I'm thinking is, you know, maybe we should just stand up and say, I am confident. Because it says right here in this verse, it says, I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. And so what I'm saying here is that, you know, if you actually believe what this verse is saying, and it's saying, I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me, that God's given us all amazing abilities. And so with all those abilities that he's given us, you know, shouldn't we be able to say, I was created in God's image? And we should be able to say, you know, I'm created in God's image. So I've been given all these awesome abilities, so what should I be afraid of? I should be known that, that I'm a conqueror through him who loves me. And so the reason I named this second one is, yelling with confidence is, you know, don't just stand up and say, I am confident, but yell it. Because, you know, when, like I have right here, it says, you know, when you yell with confidence, when you yell with confidence, you're not just going to, okay, here we go. I'm going to put it this way. So you at the poll. Someone hosted it for us. Someone hosted it for us at the high school. And so there's a guy up there, he's hosting it, and he's got all of us around the poll. And so he's telling us this stuff. And I don't think if anybody were to host it, I don't think a lot of people would have gone. So if someone's to stand up and say, I am confident in what I believe in, then there's going to be all these people that are going to say, you know, if he's confident, I should be confident. There are so many Christians in my school that I didn't even know were Christians until see you at the poll. I saw one person stand up and decide, you know what, I'm going to prove the confidence I have in myself that God has placed within my life, and I'm going to stand up and say, I'm a Christian and I am confident in what I believe in because God has given me the truth. And so, like I said, I don't think we should just stand up and say, I'm a believer. Because if your friend just comes up to you and says, okay, do you believe in God? And you say, yeah, I believe in God. Well, why do you believe in God? Well, I don't know. I just believe. I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, if you just stand up and say you're a believer and not actually act on it, you know, someone's just going to say, oh, they're a believer. But if you actually act upon it and you show the confidence that you've placed within God, you're going to, like, they're going to say, wow, that person doesn't just believe it, but he's acting upon it. He truly does believe in this. And so, finally, I'm moving on to my last main point, no matter the road. And as I said before, confidence is a strong word, and it can be so much stronger once you put it into action. Oh my gosh. I can't. Oh my gosh. I'm like, man. Okay, so like I said, and living in the Spirit, everything is about having confidence in yourself. Having confidence in yourself is so huge. Because the devil's going to do whatever he can. He's going to do whatever he can to knock you down. He's going to do whatever he can to tell you, no, you're not good enough. No, you shouldn't be able to do this. And you know what, to be honest, all day I had butterflies in my stomach on coming up here. I was so afraid, but you know, I feel like God was telling me, no, no, no. And I find that kind of ironic because of how I'm doing this over confidence. And so, but anyways, I came up here, and even though I'm tired, like I'm really tired, I came up here and I said, you know what, I'm going to fight with confidence because I believe in myself. And so if you actually believe in yourself, if you actually believe in yourself that God's going to do something through your life, he's actually going to do something through your life because you're believing in yourself and you're saying, you know what, I believe God's going to work through me. So you know what, I've had so much doubt for so much time in my life of myself. But you know what, this is proof right here. Me standing up here, having confidence in myself that God's going to speak through me and he's going to say these things. And I'm not giving up and I'm not saying I'm too tired for this, but I came up here and I actually decided to speak. And so I've fallen many of times. I really have. I've given into some old things that I've done in the past. And you know what? But that's really something the devil's going to do. He's going to pull your past to you and he's going to make you think, you know what? He's going to try to make you think not to be confident in yourself. But you know what? I've fallen like a whole bunch of times. I've fallen a lot. But the one thing you got to remember is that God's with you every single step of the way. So if you feel like you're losing your confidence, just pray to God. Say, you know what, God, you're with me, and I want to see that you're right here with me, and just pray. And so, like I said, I really want to end off with this. When you say I'm confident, and you embrace in everything. Well, you embrace God in everything, especially your faith in front of people. They will notice the talent God has given you because it's so strong. Like I said about see you at the pole. So. That's all I have, but I hope that really spoke to y'all, so.
Good job, Jairus. Good job. Hey, listen, that's a testimony right there, man.